You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I hope you guys have been having an amazing summer. I can't believe it's almost over, but that's a whole different story. At least it's Friday, though. Am I right? And you know what that means. Another segment of Friday Features. But before we get into that, this episode is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. For all my musicians, artists, and producers out there, DistroKid will get your music on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal, and they'll do it way faster than their competitors. You can also see statistics about your listeners and set up pre-save for your upcoming releases with their Hyper Follow tool. The best part about DistroKid, though, is that you get all of the money that you earn from streaming. That's right, they don't take a cut. And they can even automatically split those earnings between collaborators so you don't have to deal with sending your producer or audio engineer money afterward. It's a no-brainer. Go get DistroKid and thank me later. Now, back to today's episode. Today, we have the one and only Devin Cole joining us. You definitely know her hit song, Witch, and have seen her creative TikToks all over your For You page. And we're chatting about all of that, as well as what's next for Devin, dream collaborations, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Devin, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Toronto currently. Where are you?
I'm in Jersey.
Cool.
Armpit
I've never been
York.
To Jersey.
Yeah, there's nothing really to do here. I mean, we have the Jersey Shore, so there's that.
I've always wanted to actually visit the Jersey Shore, so maybe when I'm touring someday, I'll come visit.
Yeah, it's a great stop, but yeah, would not stay here for longer than a couple days. Anyway, let me stop. Let me stop messing around with my home state. That's so bad of me. But how have you been? Tell me what you've been working on, what you've been doing. I know you just released a new single that we have to talk about soon, but everything?
Things are wonderful. I'm busier than I've ever been, but in the most fantastic way. I just got signed to a record label called Arista. They're based out of New York, and they're just a lovely, lovely, lovely team to work with. And we've been working on getting some new tracks together. I took a writing trip to LA, and it's just been very fabulous and very exciting. I'm learning lots, and it's been a wild year for sure, but I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot, but it's always good to be busy. Yeah. And I know you just released such a big song, Witch, and people are loving it. So I want to know how you came up with that, because it's definitely a unique concept. And I think that that's taking over the industry right now, just like female empowerment. We're getting back on that wave.
Yeah.
It was like a few years of like nothing, or I feel like it was kind of like low key, and now we're like back in full force. So what inspired you to write that song, title it the way you did so creatively, and just what was the backstory behind that one?
Okay, so much fun. I love this question. I like to start off by saying that I got this idea initially from an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. I think it was Latrice Royale that said the B word is a babe in total control of herself. And I thought she said witch. So I banked that for later. And I'm kind of a top-down writer, so I like to kind of bank ideas. And then when the right instrumental comes along, I kind of know, or I like to try that idea out over different instrumentals. But anyways, that's the minutia of where the initial idea came from. And then I'm not sure if anybody will know that's listening, but it came from a duet. I found this instrumental on TikTok from this producer in LA named John Mark Nelson. And it just totally fit the vibe that I was hoping for this song. And it was one of those ones that just kind of came together so beautifully once I started writing it, which doesn't happen very often with songs. Sometimes they take a bit more effort, but this one was just so fun and so, I don't want to say easy, but it was very fun to write. And yeah, we're definitely on this women empowerment wave, which is really, really wonderful and exciting to see. And it came out, I don't want to say conveniently, because nothing is convenient about what happened in the US with the reversal of Roe v. Wade, but it came out around that time, and I feel like it was really, really cool to see a bunch of people resonating with it in a way that makes sense with what's going on. I think it's very fun for people to be reclaiming power, even through listening to a song or pretending that they have power when a lot of women don't now. And we're really in a scary time. So I hope that people are accepting it and resonating with it the way that I intended. I think they are. And I'm just so overwhelmed with how it's been received. And I'm really excited for what's next.
And I definitely feel like they are receiving it the way you wanted them to. They are like obsessed with it, especially on TikTok. So many people using the sound. They were pre-saving it before it even came out.
Yeah.
I have to ask, TikTok, so crazy. That app is just like out of control.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Especially your fans on there. Was it so wild for you to like create your own fan base on that platform and then just have such a dedicated group of people following you from there and now supporting this recently released single? Does that ever blow your mind that so many people are waiting for the release on that app and then just taking that support to like streaming platforms?
Oh, yes. It's TikTok, I will always say, is the best thing that ever happened to me as a creator, because I think it creates a level playing field. I would say, you know, if you put out enough videos, you're going to start to get a sense of what people are drawn to and gain a community around that. I started out doing kind of verses on other songs, like writing my own original verse on songs that are already popular. And the first kind of big viral moment that I had is I rewrote Blurred Lines, catastrophe of a song, and I made it about consent. And that was the first time that a post of mine had ever, you know, had a million likes or whatever. And that was so, so, so surreal. And I think from that post, I gained a community of just loving, supportive, wonderful, kind-hearted people. They are just so lovely and supportive. Like I've gotten some comments that say, you know, I've been following you since the beginning of your journey in 2020. And like, so wild that this one song started from a TikTok and now there's a music video out and everybody's just been so supportive. But TikTok is so wild. If there are any artists listening that are thinking about dipping their toes into it, I cannot stress how important it is and how valuable it is. I'll be honest, it's not my favorite part of the job. Like my favorite part is writing in the confines of my apartment and creating. You know, making content doesn't come naturally for a lot of people, and it honestly doesn't come naturally for me. But I respect the fact that it needs to be done in order to get your voice out there, because now everybody's doing it and it's just so, so important. So anyways, I am so extremely grateful for the community that I've created. It's been really, really fun to interact with them and to keep everybody updated on what's going on. It's weird. Like, it's so weird. It happened really, I mean, not as quickly as some people, but it feels like it's all happening very fast. But I would not have it any other way. And I'm honestly just really, really stoked and very thankful for my community of peeps. I don't have a name for my fans. I hate even using the word fans because that's new to me too, but I need to do some thinking on it. But anyways, I'm rambling again. TikTok's wonderful. I owe a lot to it. And I love my fans.
We love that answer. But I know you mentioned the music video.
Yeah.
And that music video is awesome. I think
thank you.
Yeah, of course. And they're loving it too, which isn't a surprise. They love everything you do. It just came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So tell me about that concept. Did you kind of work on that? Were you a part of that? Did someone else give you the idea? And what was it like to film it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is so much fun. It was my kind of idea. I worked with a director, which was a new thing for me, a director and a producer. There was such a large team. There were people with walkie-talkies on set. Like, it was the biggest set I had ever been on. You know, the only comparison that I had to that was I did one other music video before that, which also was like kind of self-directed with one camera guy. And that compared to this was just so wild. But yeah, as soon as it started kind of popping off, we started having conversations about the music video, and I wanted it to be kind of organic. Like, I wanted it to be in a field, definitely. I wanted us to be outside. And it rained that day. It poured rain when we were filming, but I'll get to that. But yeah, I knew I wanted it to be organic. I knew I wanted there to be a dance scene. So we had to hire a choreographer, and we had to have a rehearsal. And so there was a lot of work that went into it. But on a high level, I knew that I wanted to have other women in it, and it should just be about togetherness and just having a good time and hugging each other and just supporting one another. Because that's, I did a lot of research on witches, and that's, they do this thing called consciousness building, and it's about sharing your stories with other women and finding the collective root of the problem together. So maybe it's not necessarily like sexism, but it's bigger than that. It's like capitalism. So that kind of theme of togetherness. The apple stand was not my idea. That was the director, Martin. Oh my God, I'm forgetting his last name. It starts with a K and it's very difficult to pronounce. I'm sorry, Martin, if you're listening to this. But he came up with the idea of the apple stand, which is so, so fun, because obviously it's, you know, has to do with that first line, rumor on the street is that our apples are delicious. But it was so wonderful. I don't even know how to wrap this up, but it was so wonderful. And the crew was so lovely. And the women were fantastic. I brought three of my friends along. And then there were two other dancers who were absolutely fantastic and lovely. And we just had a really, really great time. And there were some scenes that didn't make the final cut. So maybe I'll put those out just for fun. We did a barn scene at one point, and because it was pouring rain, so we had to make it work. And then we all had to come back the next day. And it was just, I was crying at one point, but it really, really turned out. I'm really, really happy with it. And it's been really exciting to see how people have been receiving that online as well. I'm glad that it's, that people like it, and that it didn't, you know, taint the song at all. I think it seemed to enhance the song. So I'm really just happy about that, and so excited for more music videos. Like, if I wasn't a singer, I think I would, you know, make music videos for a living. Like, it's so much fun. It's chaos, it's joy, but it's just so much fun. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, I love it. I just got like the whole backstory in like 2 minutes to that music video, and I needed that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. But that was a very detailed discussion of the music video, but you can obviously tell how excited I was about that, and just passionate about music videos in general. Like, I'm a very visual person, so I like to think about even the music video while I'm writing the song. Before a song is even done, I'm like, what could this be, a music video? Like, because the best songs call for music videos. So I like to think, like, what could we do for this? I love music videos. You'll be seeing more for sure.
That is amazing. And I know that the fans are like just as excited about this music video as you are, which I love. I was actually reading the comments, and you have some really supportive comments and fans in that comment section on YouTube. Yeah. One person actually wrote, "You probably won't read this, but I've been having issues at work, and that translated into bad anxiety. Your song made me feel very empowered and more in control. Thank you so much." I thought that was so nice.
Oh my God. That is so sweet. Oh, I don't think I have seen that one. Otherwise, I would have responded. Comments like that really, I don't think people realize how much that means to me. Like, you know, that's why artists make music. To have somebody even experience the teeniest bit of joy or relief or just happiness from your music for like 2 seconds in a day, then my job is done. So that is so, so sweet. Oh my God, I need to go back and find this comment. That is so, so kind and sweet. And I'm honored. I'm imagining where, like, are they in office space and they're just playing witch? Like, I need to find this person.
I know. What is going on? There are so many comments like that, though. I was like, this is amazing. So cool. Feel like everyone's just really loving the song and the message behind it. And they're so excited for what's next, too. So that's all super exciting. Yeah. But I know this song kind of had, like, we talked about that, like, feminist energy. I feel like all of us really love, and we've been hearing so much more of. We had a new Beyonce album recently. We've just been getting so much of it, and I'm totally here for it. So are there any female artists right now that you're listening to or like admiring that you would love to work with, collaborate with, songwriting, producing, like any sort of space? Who's on your list? I love to ask this question. We're getting some really good female collaborations these days. And like I said, I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that would be a dream come true to do kind of a duet with another woman. That would be fantastic. One off the top of my head is Ash. She works with Phineas. She is an artist who had that song Moral of the Story. She's absolutely fantastic. And she was in an abusive relationship for, I believe it was emotionally manipulative for years. And her songs really are just so beautiful and well thought out and free. And I just adore her. She has this one song, Angry Woman, that I just love. So working with her would be a dream come true. Who else was I thinking? Obviously Shania Twain. I love Shania Twain and I grew up listening to her, and I know that she's having a bit of a comeback, her new album coming out, and her documentary just came out. So she's kind of on the top of mind for me right now. Like, I was lip syncing the words to That Don't Impress Me Much in my childhood bedroom when I was like 7, and it just spoke to me so much. And I'm actually going through her album, her original album, and she has songs that I forgot about, like If You Want to Touch Her, Ask. She was a feminist in her writer without being so outwardly man-hating. Not that I know a lot of artists that are, but I mean, she had a way of being cheeky about it, being cheeky about being in control of yourself. And I always, always looked up to her. Like, man, I feel like a woman is obviously just legendary. And also Marina and the Diamonds. I think she's a fucking badass. Sorry, I don't know if I can swear.
You can, you're good.
Okay. She's a badass. Her song Venus Flytrap, I love. Prima Donna changed my life when I was 14. I still love her to this day, and I think she's so, so killer. And I really look up to her writing style as well. Like Lily Allen, like I could go on and on, but those are the people that kind of come to mind. Ash, Shania, Lily Allen, Marina and the Diamonds.
Such great answers. Like,
okay, good.
And I don't get them enough. Like Ash, I don't think anyone's ever mentioned her, but she is amazing.
Yeah, she is really. I'm a massive fan. I'd love to see her in concert someday.
Yeah, those are people that I don't really hear, which is wild, but I love hearing new answers. So
yay,
those
okay,
were
great.
Really good answers. So hopefully those happen soon, because now I'm sure the fans are going to be like, wait, when is this happening? And you're like, wait, it was a dream, but it will come true. So,
we're speaking it into existence right now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. When's the Ash collab?
Yeah,
and I know, you know, you have so much on the horizon, but before we get into that, can fans expect to see you in person anytime soon? Or are you still doing like that whole live stream thing? Do you hope to get on tour or like at least do a few performances, you know, in the near future? Or what's the tea on that?
That is a wonderful question. So right now we're trying to, fingers crossed, speaking it into existence, trying to get on an opening slot of a fall tour. So that means just opening for a bigger act and maybe touring to a couple cities with them. More headline-y shows, I would say, at the top of the new year, because I'm going to be releasing an EP and I want to tour some new fresh stuff. But that's definitely on the horizon. Hopefully a cute little fall tour and I can meet some people in person, because that is so much fun, getting to meet people in person and seeing if they know the lyrics, and sometimes they do, and it's really, really cool, and there's really, really nothing like it. So I can't wait for the day when I'm doing my own headline tour, but I definitely want to travel around. I know I have some people in like Minnesota that I promised I'd come see that I DM'd. They said, come to Minnesota. I said, okay, I will, like someday. But I just want to make sure it's the right time. But yeah, hopefully a fall opening tour slot. Fingers crossed. we'll see.
I love how you're so humble. You're like, oh, I think I have a couple people here and I don't want to talk about fans and maybe they'll know the lyrics. Maybe they'll know the lyrics. 12 million people have streamed this song on Spotify alone. They're going to know the lyrics. And I'm sure they're super excited to hear that you'll possibly be coming to tour and perform soon. Even if it's next year, it's just amazing that performances are actually happening again because, you know, they haven't been for the past couple of years. And now we're getting these tours finally. So even to hear it's coming in the next year, that's still super exciting for everyone. Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens next, too. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so exciting seeing live shows happening again and festivals. And it seems like we're kind of at the end of the tunnel, which is exciting. Obviously, the pandemic isn't over, but it's exciting to see people out and about again. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, you could say that again. And I know you kind of mentioned an EP. So for my last question, without getting in trouble, because I'm always like teetering on that edge, what can you say about what's coming next? Is there a single coming out? I know this EP is kind of on the horizon. So what can you say? We don't want to get you in trouble, but we want to know everything.
I'll get myself in trouble. I don't care. Okay, so my next single is called Hey Cowboy, and I don't have a release date for it yet. And we're kind of right now in the final vocal stage, mixing, mastering. But I'm excited about that one. Also, there's this song, Sorry Mom, that is hilarious that I can't wait to show people. But I'm going to be teasing these on TikTok. But anyways, an EP, of a bunch of new stuff that I've written is hopefully coming out next year. But we're going to start rolling out singles for it in the very, very near future. So I'm really, really excited for that. Not that I'm not stoked about, which I obviously, like, I'm so, so grateful for it, this whole experience, this whole journey with this song. But I'm even more stoked about what's coming, and I hope people like it, and it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, they're going to love it. Don't worry. They're going to love it. And I'm excited to hear it too. So
thank you.
Of course, all of that is so exciting. So that's basically all I have, but thank you so much for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting about Witch and your fans and the new music and female empowerment. I feel like we covered it all. And I'm just super happy we got to chat about everything. And hopefully your fans got to know more about you. And now they can get excited about what's coming because there's so much on the horizon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
Well, thank you so, so much for having me. It really was an honor. This is so much fun for me. And it's really, really great to meet you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. Huge shout out and thank you to Devin for joining us today. I can't wait to hear her new music. But for right now, go stream Witch, which is an amazing song, and follow her on socials so you're up to date and you can see what's coming next. That's all I have for today. And if you've tuned in before, you know what I'm going to say. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. You don't wanna-